Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I love to buy the Classic Cars magazine that comes out each month with thousands of classic cars for sale. I love the character and creativity of those American tanks. Right up until the late 60s, the colour and the size of them is extraordinary. And if you've never been cruising in a classic car, you're really missing out, I'm telling you. Actually, in our family on the weekends, we often play Spot the Classic Car because everybody is out cruising in their American tank on a sunny Saturday and Sunday. They look fabulous. And as I was looking at the cars for sale, my wife brought my attention to a second-hand Ferrari and said, "Look at this, $4 million. Now, I said, "It can't be." And I had a look, and sure enough, $4.1 million on the price tag of this classic Ferrari. How to be able to afford one of those, eh? And then I got to thinking, how easy is it to judge someone who's driving around in a car like that, or even the less expensive luxury cars? It'd make a great discussion topic, wouldn't it? Who's okay with people spending $4 million on a car? Who isn't, and why? But in reality, is life about how much we have or how much we spend? Or is it about where our heart is in our wealth? Ultimately, in Matthew 6, Jesus teaches us to store up our treasures in heaven.